a new sanctuary city law that you approved in October 2014, the city of New York shields from the feds undocumented immigrants who commit what are deemed to be lesser offenses, but they include drunk driving and grand larceny. Why shouldn't the city of New York comply with federal law in this area? If you're a drunk driver and you're an undocumented immigrant, why should there be a place for you in this country?
Jake, there are 170 offenses in that law that are listed as serious and violent crimes that lead to automatic cooperation between the city of New York and our federal partners. So any serious and violent crime, we're going to work with them. Someone commits a minor offense. For example, right now, if you didn't have clear definitions like we have, let's say someone had a small amount of marijuana, let's say someone went through a stop sign, they could be deported for that, and their family could be torn apart. And you could have children left behind where the breadwinner in the family is sent back to a home country. That is not good for anyone. So we differentiate. Anyone who's a violent, anyone who's a serious threat to society, we agree, we'll work with the federal partners, and they get deported. But we are not going to see, with 500,000 undocumented people here, this would be true for 11 to 12 million undocumented folks in this country, the vast majority of whom are law-abiding, we're not going to see families torn apart over a very minor offense.
But is grand larceny or drunk driving a very minor offense?
Drunk driving that does not lead to any other negative outcome, I could define as that. But look at the list of 170 offenses, anything involving a weapon, anything involving violence, those areas where we're absolutely cooperating. And that, I think, could be a good model, Jake, for how we proceed as a nation. Anyone does a serious crime, I agree, they shouldn't be here.